That's Fleetwood Mac, and this is Anna Walsh, managing editor and Eats and Drinks editor for the City Paper. Anna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. So, did I see Blaze Star on the cover?
You did see Blaze Star on the cover, yeah. So, you know, you mentioned last week when we talked that you really liked Baynard's piece about Blaze Star and her affair with Louisiana Governor Earl Long. So we have that in the paper this week. But we also have this great photo essay that Joe Giordano did where shortly after Blaze died, he went out to the block and tried to look for hints of the legacy that she left on the block as the owner of the infamous 2 o'clock club. So it's pretty interesting collection of images with hints of the past as well as showing what the block is like now. So, and we get an excuse to put Blaze Star on the cover, which is always great.
But it was an interesting series that Joe put up because it is the past and the present, women on the street, hanging out, people in the stores, just interesting shots of Baltimoreans, plus some historical pieces of Blaze as well. So, yeah, but Joe does a great job.
Yeah, he does, definitely.
He definitely does. So, I'm glad that's on the cover, but it's also an article, but that's what you're featuring. You're featuring that photographic essay.
Yes, the photo essay is the cover, and then we also have Baynard's essay about Blaze Star's indirect influence on Louisiana state politics.
Indirect, that's right.
Yeah.
And I know that we had Evan on earlier to talk about the changing Robbie Lee Park. Tell me what's in this issue. He was on the program a little earlier today to talk about that. Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit about what this issue is saying to you.
Well, we've got a lot of different things happening. We've got actually a really great piece by our visual arts editor, Rebecca Kirkman, where she does a Q&A with LaToya Ruby Frazier, which is she's a Braddock-based artist up in near Pittsburgh, which is a very poor town right next to Pittsburgh used to be a steel mill and, you know, all the industry left, basically. And now it's pretty destitute. And there are a lot of really interesting parallels in her Q&A with Rebecca between Braddock and the deindustrialization and the effects in that town and Baltimore. So I think that's a really crucial read. We also have a really great piece by Mara Callahan where she talks to the two founders of Lab Bodies, which is a performance art group. And they talk about what performance art is and how to make space for it in Baltimore and how to explain it to audiences who are used to going to, you know, a stage theater performance and sitting down and having this very nice distant viewing of a play, whereas performance art tends to be a lot more visceral and a lot more immediate. So that's really interesting too. And then we have this hyper local piece, which is one of the great things about City Paper. I think we can cover very small issues in ways that other publications can't, about this fight over a Royal Farms that is going.
Yeah, that's might still be going on. Right.
Yeah. So it's up in Hamilton. They're trying to put in this new Royal Farms, and the citizens in the area have recently reorganized and are really, really fighting it. And so City Councilman Robert Curran is for the ROFO, and the citizens have made an organization called No ROFO. And so it's just sort of this interesting back and forth little microcosm of some of the issues.
Yeah, it's not just Royal Farms. So they want to build a Royal Farms store with all these kind of gas pumps up front. And people are saying that's part of what they don't want.
Right. I think it's 12 different gas pumps, and then it's, you know, the big Royal Farms convenience store, and they're saying that it's taking up a huge amount of space. It's going to make the intersection there less safe for all of the people in the area. You know, there's an elementary and middle school, I think, right across the street. So there are, like, safety concerns and concerns about the effect it'll have on other small businesses in the area. And
you did a piece on Hopkins University.
Right? That was a couple weeks ago.
You know what? This happened to us a few weeks ago. So I pop onto your website because I don't have the paper in front of me. And the article that pops up out of the website that I just saw was your article on Critical Juncture. So I said, didn't we talk about that?
But there it is. Yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah. But I do have a piece in this week's issue.
Okay, it is? What is it?
It's a review of Clark Burger.
Oh, Clark Burger?
Yes. Yeah, up in Belvedere Square. It's connected to Senator Theater.
Okay.
And it opened in January, December or January. And it's actually owned by a Canadian. So he's taking on the very American food of burgers and fries. And I argue that he is showing that the Canadians can do it better than we can.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I know. It's fighting words. I already got yelled at for it. But
so the burger's that good?
Yeah, I think they're fantastic. And, I mean, you really should go for the poutine that he serves there.
What
so poutine is a dish of French fries covered in gravy and cheese curds. And it's as artery-clogging and delicious as it sounds. And he's got a whole bunch of variations that have meat piled on top of them and eggs. And it's so good. Yeah. Your cholesterol will not be happy with you, but it's really delicious.
Got to hit the treadmill. What we do is have to hit the road as well. And I want to encourage everybody to get out there and pick up the city paper around the city and read what's in there. And it is the spokesperson. Issue from the street, as I like to call it. People letting us know what's happening in our community. Once again, Anna Walsh, managing editor and eats and drinks editor of the City Paper. Thank you so much for being with us, Anna.
Yeah, thank always, you. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Take care, love. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you all for being part of this program today and being part of the Mark Steiner Show and making it what it is. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com or at steinershow.org is MeQ, Baltimore Credit Union's banner. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern and day and history research producer is Sienna Greaves. Theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. And we're hearing Nina Simone from her debut album, Little Girl Blue. My Baby Just Cares for Me. It was released on this day in 1958. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org, or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA. 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. My baby just cares for me. Shorts, and he don't even care for clothes.